Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little bit.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. All the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. I came to glorify his name. I come to glory. I come to glorify his name. I come to glorify. Glorify his name. Oh, help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, it's good to glorify. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya! Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing, hallelujah.
Evangelist Bernard. Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it won't take nothing. I'm in, played the music, but it's not coming up, my name here. And then when I tried to do chat room, they said I had the blog to go back in, and I'm on. But it's not moving the time, episode, the date, or switchboard. There's no callers or my name up there as the host.
You can't see any callers. Well, I pulled the switchboard up on my end. So
sure.
I can
so
see
you,
the
and
switch.
This thing, you know, I tried
yeah,
to go
I
on
see
the
switchboard. We just going to have to not.
Yeah, whatever. You can
the,
go ahead. You can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you.
I heard you before. I was trying to tell you that I tried to go in the chat room. They said I'm not listed, but I'm talking. And then the circle keep going. I tried to go on Facebook and Blog Talk, and it wouldn't take. It's still circling.
Okay, it's not promoting. That's okay. I have it up on my end, so I'll try. I know I won't be able to access the chat room, so we'll bypass that today. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
I can hear you, though.
Good. I can see Evangelist Joshua. Our speaker is on the line. I see Evangelist Cummings on the line. Sister Ruby's on the line, so we just bless the Lord. Amen, amen. We just thank God for another opportunity. Amen. You know, the enemy is always throwing some curveballs. Amen. But we're ready to catch them today. Hey, well, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're ready to go forward in this word today. Amen. And we just give God glory. We thank God for Sister Ruby. And I'm going to open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. I'm going to have Sister Ruby to just go on and open up with the word of prayer. And then we're going to get right on into this segment today. Woo, Lord have mercy. I'm so excited. Amen. A part of me is excited and a part of me is a little sad. Amen. Because we lost a five-star general on Sunday. I mean, a man of God that loved God and loved God's people, loved the work that God had given him to do. And that's none other than the Honorable Dr. D. Rayford Bell. Amen. He was the presiding bishop, one of the former presiding bishops of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. Amen. He was not the founder, but he was at the inception of this organization. He also was the first assistant to our former presiding, the late Bishop L.V. Young. He was the first assistant presider to him. And after Bishop Young passed, he became the presiding bishop. And he stayed in that stead, in that office, for about 10 years. Amen. And he is one of the senior bishops that's still with the organization over 50-some-odd years. I tell you, and he was a man that labored in the apostles' doctrine. You talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, he was one that stood for holiness and stood for righteousness. Amen. And we're just so honored, amen, to have known such a man as this. Amen, amen. And we're just honoring, you know, and paying homage to the life and the legacy of this great faithful man. And as we begin to just honor Bishop after we heard the shocking news, but we know that he's asleep. Amen. He's asleep. Amen. And he's waiting on that great getting up morning, amen, and he went out doing what he loved to do, preaching the gospel, amen. He was preaching, and in the midst of his sermon, collapsed, and he said if it was any way that he wanted to go out preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to be paying homage all this week to Bishop, to the memory and the legacy of Bishop Dr. D. Rayford Bell. And they have already scheduled the services. Those of you that have internet access and you're able to go on, you can see the schedule of services. The homegoing celebration will be on this coming Saturday, October the 5th. In Chicago, Illinois, and we'll get and write some of that information down as the week progresses. But I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless everybody on the line. We just thank you, Lord, this afternoon for allowing us to come back on the line and go forth as your word, go forth with your royal family of baptized believers and the speaker and each and every one of dear guests that you have chosen to be on this broadcast. We thank you and we praise you. Lord Jesus, you know, it was just something how I say, tell Evangelist Bernard, I have to get on this line almost 40 minutes early because things, glitches go up. And the day it was a glitch. And I said, Lord, what we going to do? But the Evangelist Bernard had the Lord open up her line and her phone line that she can see. I can't see anybody, but that's all right. Y'all can hear me. And I just thank Jesus Christ for going through these airways and stopping and blocking that the devil tried not to bring this word come forth through our lady evangelist is going to bring forth the word. Lord, we just thank you and praise you and magnify your holy name because we see now all of this stuff that went on today in 15 minutes. You overrode it and you say, thus say the Lord, you're going to send your word to your people today, the royal word. We will get a rhema word from heaven. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We thank you, dear God, for our members, our callers and the ones that you have sent on here, the faithful listeners that come on each and every day, in the chat room, on the archives, in the blog talk. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and praise you. We had 10,000 times. We couldn't thank you enough. And we thank you that you allow us, sin and shame, to bring us up out of the dungeon and make us into your royal family of baptized believers and gave us a seat in your kingdom to do your will and your way and to give us ministry and to trust us. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you for this opportunity. We just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you always there. You said you always on time. You're never late. You never know. Because I was sitting there, Lord, what we going to do? I can't get this broadcast up. It's saying one day. And the evangelist said, hit this, hit that, hit that. I say, Lord, I pray, Lord, you're going to hit it. Gonna move this airways from whoever trying to stop this powerful evangelist of yours to come forth with this great word for your people to bless their hearts, to bless their minds, to bless their spirits, to bless their families, to bless their homes. Hallelujah. We just thank you that you called us to be your member, your family on this broadcast, that you have been faithful almost 22 months and you have not let us down, no way, no how, no whatever. Whenever something come in trouble, you override it and you say, I want my people to hear from me from heaven down to earth bound. And we just thank you, and we can't thank you no more. And
Hallelujah. And
magnify your holy name, and I give you all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for each and every one that needs deliverance, that needs that need healing, that need financial blessing. Lord Jesus, will you just say, lift them up to you, because you know where we live. You know our address. You know the hairs on our head. You know maybe we're married or not. You know the children, our mothers, fathers. You know who you placed us to. And we just thank you and we love you that you've given us this work and you call us your friend, because you have put us into the royal family, your family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ, full of the Holy Ghost. And your precious people, because you said all souls are yours. So I just give you glory today, because I was
nervous,
but I say, Lord, I can't even get the broadcast up. What is the evangelist going to do? What are the people going to do? But guess what? I called the right one, because you sure fixed it, and we praise you, and we love you, and we thank you, and we give you all the glory, and we all the praise on, and we pray for Evangelist Bernard, her founder and host of this broadcast, that you touch her, Lord Jesus. You know everything about her. You know just what she's standing in need of, how her body operates, because you said in your word, we all have different DNAs. Hallelujah. So we thank you and praise you and love you and magnify you. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough. So I just give you all the glory. And you answered the prayer this afternoon, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We truly thank God for this wonderful day to come and share the word of God with you all. We thank God because it's nothing hidden from God. He knows everything. He knows our beginning and he knows our end. Amen. And we're just so excited about what he's doing in the lives of his people. I see Liberal Democrat on the line. God bless you, Liberal Democrat. We won't be able to open up the chat line today, but you always get on the call line. So we thank God for that. We thank God for all our radio listeners. Yesterday we had about 23 people listening live on the Internet. So I want you all to be encouraged and know that this word is going abroad. This is the 22nd month. We're on the line, and we give God all the glory and all the praise. And we have reached over 60,000 listeners in 22 months. So just know, sometimes we feel like our prayers are not being heard. Our prayers are not being answered. Oh, but just hang on in here. Continue to be faithful. Amen. And that's why we have come up with this. The Lord touched our heart to talk about great is thy faithfulness after hearing about Bishop Bell's departure. Amen, and his transition. I think it was very appropriate to use this topic, great is thy faithfulness, because he proved himself to be faithful to God and to be faithful to man and the people of God. So we just bless the Lord as we pay homage to him, his passing on this week. Amen, and we have a speaker here with us today, and she's no stranger. Hallelujah. She's a master teacher. Amen. Amen. Haven't been teaching much. Hey, glory to God. When you have grandchildren and children and everybody begs or tugging at you, you know, everybody want a little piece of grandmother. Amen. So we're just so happy to have her with us today. She was with us during the inception of this broadcast. Amen. And she has preached and teached numerous of times. So it gives us great honor today to have her to bring the word of life to us today. I just want to certainly acknowledge Evangelist Earlene Cummins. And I also want to say to you all by way of announcement that Pastor Hamilton is getting stronger and stronger. And I want those of you that listen and tune into this broadcast, and I'll get you more information. I'm waiting on, I don't know if it's PayPal account is still active or not, but he has a need, amen, and when our family members have a need, we try to be as supportive as we can. So those of you that can and will, we want you all to sow a seed into the life of Pastor Hamilton. He is a faithful supporter of this ministry. He comes on Provoked Fridays. And we know he's been out since the end of August. So he's been out about 4 weeks now. Amen. But he was diligent, he was faithful, and he never missed and opportunities to come and bring the word of life for us on both Fridays. Amen. And we're looking for him to return. That day is still open. We haven't given anybody that day. Amen. That is for Pastor Hamilton. But we thank God for those that have been able to fill in on Fridays in the prayer. Thankful moment. So with no further ado, we want to present to some today and introduce to others this great woman of God that's been serving God for a long time. Hallelujah. You know, when we open up, we heard some old medleys, some old songs of Zion by Bishop Mark Moore, but this woman of God can sing too, and she'll make you feel that thing. So we're just so happy to have her here with us today. And again, our subject is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Amen. So that's none other than Evangelist Mother Patricia Joshua of Stockton, California. God bless you, Evangelist Joshua.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on today, to bring this word. Thank God, hallelujah, for enabling me, keeping breath in my body, hallelujah, renewing his mercies this morning and giving me strength, amen, to be able to come on the broadcast. Thank him for keeping the airways open, the bills paid, amen, so we can call in, amen, and listen and join in to this broadcast. We say praise the Lord to everyone on the line. Amen. We hope that the Lord is moving and working in your lives also. As we, Sister Ruby Larry, amen. We say praise the Lord to you. If you would, today I'd like for you to read for me, if you don't mind. Amen. Yes, let her read for me. I tell you, I enjoy when she reads for me. It just does something for me. And I thank the Lord. I'm praying for the, I don't know if it's Bishop, but Pastor Hamilton, praying for him that, you know, the Lord will raise him up. And we know that the dear Bishop that went home, amen, he's done his work. We have to do ours. Amen. We will need to finish our course. The Lord said that that was appointment that we would all have to keep. If he doesn't come and take us out of here by way of the rapture,
come on.
Listen, we will need to keep that appointment. The appointment we can't do anything about. But we can sure do something about the life we live now. And that when we go to meet that appointment, that we'll just go to sleep. We won't just go to sleep. To the world, we'll be dead. But one thing we know, that one day we'll rise again. Hallelujah. Death has no victory over us. The grave, we're no longer a prisoner or a victim to it. Amen. So we just praise God this morning as we bow our heads. Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for another day. We're asking in the precious name of Jesus for you to please, Lord Jesus, anoint us, give a submissive mind, heart, and spirit to you, Lord Jesus. Let our will be submitted unto you. Lord Jesus, anoint us from on high. Speak your word through us. Give us wisdom from on high, knowledge and understanding, that we might bring the word to those that hear. Lord, with simplicity, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that a fool couldn't hear therein. If we could have an understanding, you told us in all our getting to get an understanding. Lord, remember your people everywhere. Remember your people everywhere, your leaders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the hearers that have a listening ear. Let this word penetrate to the heart. Let us not only hear your word, Lord, but let us be doers. And we that bring your word, Lord, we're asking in a special way. Don't let us just have a knowledge of God, but deny your power. Lord, let it be with the power of the Holy Ghost that reigns within us, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard. We thank you for Sister Ruby and for every other evangelist coming on, everyone that's on this chat room, Lord, and those that will be tuning in and listening to this word. We thank you for this opportunity now, and we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, so Evangelist Bernard gave me a topic, and the topic is Great is Thy Faithfulness. And she told me the topic scripture is Lamentations 3:23-24. Is that correct, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And we'll go on to ask Sister Ruby to read our opening scripture.
Joshua, what's that? Lamentations 3:23-24. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, I'm reading out the King James Version. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him.
You gave me 23 and 24. Where did you want to start at?
22 and 23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 22 and 23.
Okay.
Oh, I'll go back. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Lamentation chapter 3. Verse 22 and 23. So I'm going to go with 22, and I'm reading out the King James Version. It is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. 23, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby, and I'm going to have you read some more for me. But we're going to start out. We thank the Lord because this book, they attribute the writing to the prophet Jeremiah. And when you begin to read the book of Lamentation, it reads almost like a funeral, a letter regarding a funeral. It seems as if at this time that Israel had gone into captivity, and they were in a bad way. God was angry with them. They were mourning, and when you mourn, you know, usually there's a loss of some type, and they were mourning because. And it starts out, the letter starts out, I mean, this book starts out with Jeremiah mourning, and he's speaking of mourning for the city of Jerusalem. And he's talking about them, some of the excerpts is that how doth the city sit in solitary? How does it sit alone now? One that was full of people, how has it become as a widow? It's so many things that he's saying here. It reads very, very sad. She weepeth sore in the night. Her fears and her tears are on her cheeks. And how that she sits among her lovers, those that were coming in and they were corrupting the very morals of Jerusalem and its people. But how that she sits among them, but yet they can't comfort her. Another scripture says that she calls for her lovers, and they are not there. I believe that's in verse 19. It talks about how that she called for her lovers, but they deceived her. Even the priests, those that you would think that can go beyond what the normal or the average person could do, the priests and the elders, those of wisdom, and those that were over the spiritual part of the people, he said that they gave up the ghost in the city. They were even dying. Oh, and it talks about how they were seeking to relieve their souls. What a awful, terrible state the Jerusalem was in, and the people thereof, the people of Israel. How that was a terrible state. And so it goes on to talk in the second chapter of how God's anger, God begins to tell them, Jeremiah records that God has, he's angry with them, and how he's brought his judgment upon them, how he's covered the daughters of Zion with a cloud of his anger. He goes on to talk about how he's caused the enemy to come against them at like bent bows, ready to shoot fire at them, how his fury was like a fire, how that the Lord had even become an enemy, and how he had swallowed them up. Oh, it goes on to how that he had taken away the tabernacle, and how God's judgment was up on these people. And some of them begin to say, so what thing? What can we use to witness? What can you give to be a witness for you? What can you say to God to bring that you could have some kind of something to offer to get a comfort from him? Mm. And they wanted to know, but God had given them a judgment. And so the word records in the second chapter in the 18th verse, it says, their heart cried unto the Lord. And it said, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river. Day, not only day, but and night. Give yourself no rest. You won't get no rest. Let not, he said, the apple of your eye cease. They were asking God, said, listen, said, we're going to come, we're going to cry out to God day and night. We're going to cry and let our tears run down. We're not going to let him rest. We're not going to let him rest. We don't want it to cease until he gives us an answer. So in the midst of this affliction and this torment, I'd say that's a torment to live like that, knowing that you have been in a fellowship or relationship with God, with that great God, that God that is, he was the creator. He brought them, they had records and records of miracles and wonders that God had wrought on behalf of the children of Israel. But they get to this place that, as God said, he said he'll not only tear down, but he said he would build up, didn't he? And he told them, he said, you're being often reproved. You're being often reproved. And you're stiff-necked. He had names for them. He called them stiff-necked people, rebellious people. They just would not. They'd go so far, and then they'd go on, and they allow different things to ease in, to come in. They'd look at the people around them, people they were supposed to sometimes destroy. They wouldn't destroy everything.
Okay.
They wouldn't destroy the people. One king come in, they wanted kings. The kings would come in, and they tear down the grove. Then here come the other kings, three and four and five generations. They ain't, let them build on the high places. Let them build up their altars and their idols, and, you know, let them worship. And some of their people go over and worship with them. But God said he will not always chide with us. He would not always wink at our ignorance. And as the Bible says, that Israel, when we look back at the Old Testament, that is a schoolmaster for us. It is a schoolmaster for us. He will not always just sit back and let us continue to let everything come in to the church under the guise of religion, under the guise of, well, they believe, well, they're coming to church. We setting up our own guidelines about what God wants out of people when he has a guideline written for everyone. It doesn't deviate for me. It doesn't deviate for anyone else. So we're going to go into this lesson, and I hope that I can let the Lord use me to do what this lesson is speaking about. This is a wonderful lesson. Great is thy faithfulness. Who are we talking about? We're talking about God's faithfulness. We're not talking about my faithfulness. My faithfulness might fail. And, you know, it's prone to failure. We want to commit our ways unto the Lord. We want to walk right, but we don't know, hallelujah, what comes our way. Sometimes we just don't know what's hitting us. The elder that's been doing the Fridays, I'm sure he was faithful, but he has to rely on God to raise him up to continue to do the work that he needs to do. It is the Lord's doing and not our own. If we continue, it is his doing. So we're going to take that first part. Great. We're going to talk about that great God, hallelujah, that we have given a title as being great. We're going to talk about his sovereignty first. Amen. That sovereign God. Who was that God? You know, that God, he had a resume. He had a beautiful resume that was written of him. Hallelujah. All through this Bible, it begins, his resume begins as being the creator. Amen. He's the creator of everything. And I believe one of the scriptures says all things were created by him and for him. It was created for his glory. It was created, hallelujah, so there would be no, he wouldn't have any, he didn't do it in vain. He did it all because he wanted to love his people. He loved them, and he built it in with him, that every man, every woman, hallelujah, every child that would come, hallelujah, could have relationship with him. Even in the fall, he didn't leave them there. That faithful God, and I want to talk about that faithfulness is part of his character. That's part of his character. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he had a plan, a foreordained plan. He said before, hallelujah, while we were yet in our sins, God already had a plan, and he knew what man would do. So he said, we're going to talk about this sovereign God. The word sovereign, although I looked this word up, and although it's not mentioned, you know, we don't have the English Bible. This is a different form, but it does convey the scriptural thought of the supreme authority of God. We don't see sovereign in our Bibles, but we do, this is a word that they use to describe the scripture, to convey what the scripture is saying. And that simply means that he's the supreme authority. He is the closest that the Greek brought to them was to mean almighty, and that almighty God, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians 6 and 8. And I believe it's mentioned in Revelations around 9 times. But it describes the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. That sovereign God. That's in 1 Timothy 6 and 5. And this not his works. It talks of his work. Almighty, the power, the work of how he made out of nothing, everything out of nothing. Hallelujah. With a purpose, and he did it with the purpose of whose will? Our will? No, his will. And that's found in Ephesians 1 and 11. So it's his sovereignty that follows logically the doctrine that is of God, is the creator and the ruler of the universe. And God has this resume that he is a creator. He's the creator of all things. Sister Ruby, if you could get 1 Peter 4 and 19. And I'm just going to give the listeners some scriptures that he's the creator of all things. And that we know, most of us know, that the first scriptures that you know of God being creator of all things is in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. But it also reiterates this in Isaiah 40 and 26, Isaiah 41 and 20, Isaiah 42 and 5, and Isaiah 43 and 7. Sister Ruby?
Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. You said
1 Peter 4 and 19.
Okay.
So he is the creator of all things, of everything. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Okay, verse 19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator.
So he is, so it says here, even when you're going through, commit yourself to a faithful creator. Doesn't mean he's not failing, he's unfailing. He's going to be faithful. What God has created from the beginning of time, and I thought about this, and I tell you, it's just too much, a little, almost too much for your mind. But you think of how God had created, and he spoke so many things, so many thousands of years ago, but yet it still stands today. And the same word, hallelujah, that came to the early church is the same word that we're supposed to adhere by today at this time. Is the same word that when we move on, our children and our grandchildren and so on will need to adhere to this same word. So as I said, he has a resume. He's the creator of all things. He created them for his glory and not in vain. You can find that in Isaiah 45 and 18. The other thing I like about God, and it's on his resume, is that he does it alone. He did it all by himself. If you'll get Malachi 2 and 10. Sister Ruby.
Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. You said Malachi, right, the last.
Yes, And I'll get Colossians 1:16.
Malachi 2:10. Malachi 2:10.
Yes.
Okay. I told you I'm reading out the King James Version. So
that's all right.
Malachi 2:10. Have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers?
You finished there? Okay, so it says it's only one God that created all this, not multiple gods, just one God. He did it all by himself. In another scripture, he says, look, he said, if there is another God, in Isaiah, he says, I know not any, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. He did everything all by himself. Colossians, another scripture, I'll give you another couple of scriptures regarding that, and that is Colossians 1:16 and Revelations 10:6. And he did this by his own plan. This adds to his sovereignty, the resume of his sovereignty and his power. He did it by his own plan and his own design. John 29:11. Let's read that. John 29:11. Do you have it, Ruby?
John 29:11. You mean St. John's chapter?
Yes, St. John.
It's only goes to chapter 21. Which one?
It's Jeremiah 29:11. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Jeremiah 29:11. Same writer. So he designed this for himself. And he watches over. He's the overseer. That's another part of his resume. He is the overseer over us. He is the architect. He has what he has promised. He did all of this, and not without an oath. So after you read Jeremiah 29:11, Sister Ruby, would you please go to Hebrews 6:13? And then we'll move on.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an acceptable end, an expected end.
So he already knows what he's going to give you, but he's telling you to expect that. You expect, he knows. I know what plans I have for you, and they're good plans. But I want to give you the expected end. You're not going to go through this and suffer forever. You're not going to, even the children of Israel, when he told them they would go into captivity, he also told them when he'd bring them out. He gave them the timeline of when he would bring them out of captivity. Okay, and what, so he did all this without, so that's why I say he's an overseer. He don't lead, let you go into these things. Now, always remember, he said, when you attempt it, don't say it's of God.
Amen.
He don't do it. He don't test us like that. But we have an enemy that does not like God and does not like us. And that enemy goes up and asks permission to come against his people. But he is an overseer, and he knows how to preserve us and bring us through to an expected end. Go ahead, Sister Ruby, Hebrews 6:13. So he does this not without a promise. He don't leave you in your affliction, in your trouble, and leave you without a promise, without a hope, in other words, to come out. Hebrews 6:13.
Okay. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself.
So great, it says, great is thy faithfulness. He said, listen, I'm going to swear you by the greatest that there is. He said that I'm not going to leave you here. I'm not going to leave you in your affliction. I'm not going to leave you in your trouble always. You won't always be cast down. He said, but just like I take you down, he said, guess what? He said, I'll build you up. So he said, listen. And so he don't leave you without a promise. He, even in the garden, at the time that we fell out of fellowship with God, God did not leave us in that garden without, he told us, look, you're going to pay a price. Now, we're going to pay a price. He said, you're going to pay a price. He said, but guess what? You're going to come out of here. He said, and when you come out of here, he said, guess what? He said, I am going to make sure you come out because I'm going to give you a promise. He said, I'm going to send a seed. So he made a promise to man in his fallen condition that, guess what, there's going to be a time that you're going to be able to come into fellowship with me again. There's going to be a time, hallelujah, that we can have exclusive fellowship. You can walk with me. You can talk with me. Hallelujah. And Adam walked and talked with God in the garden. We walk and talk with God in the grocery store, in our homes. Hallelujah. Driving up and down the street. Because when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, it is God's Spirit. Hallelujah. It is a portion of his Spirit. He told Joel, he said, I'm going to pour it out upon all flesh. Anyone that would want it, he said, whosoever will, let them come. They can have. They can come, hallelujah, and drink freely. Drink freely, hallelujah, of this water, this water that will flow up and it will quench your thirst. Hallelujah. He said you can come to him. So the Holy Ghost, we have it every day. He didn't leave that promise unsettled, but that promise is riding and walking and talking with us every day. In our trouble, in our affliction, hallelujah, great is the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. That even though, hallelujah, he said, listen, I'm going to send that seed. When we receive this through the atonement of the Son, hallelujah, Jesus Christ and his blood, hallelujah. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let me go on here. So now we're going to talk about great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. But I like that scripture just before that said, hallelujah. It said that, I'm going to back up just a little bit more than you did, Evangelist Adrian. It said, I've said, my strength and my hope has perished from the Lord. That's what Jeremiah was writing here. He said, I said that my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. He said, but remembering my affliction and my misery, he said, the wormwood and the gall, he said, my soul hath them in still in remembrance and is humbled in me. Hallelujah. This is when I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. What did he call to mind? He said, it's the Lord's mercy. Hallelujah, that I'm not consumed. It's God's mercy, hallelujah, that man wasn't wiped out. And he said, you know what, I'm sorry I made you, and I'm not going no further. But he didn't leave him there in the garden. He said, listen here, and his compassion kicked in. And it said, guess what? He said, why did he look at that old serpent? He said, why did you do this? He said, well, you know what, Joe? You're going to crawl on your belly. And he said, but I'm not going to leave you two here. He said, you got a penalty that you got to pay because I cannot condone sin. I can't. And what is sin? It's just disobedience to God. Hallelujah. He said, I can't condone disobedience. So he said, listen here, I'm not going to put the payment on you that you could take, which would be your life, because your blood is not pure enough. Even though I created you, you've tainted it now with sin. Hallelujah. So he said, you know what, man, you work by the sweat of your brow. Woman, you'll travail in childbirth. And from now on, instead of looking to me, you're going to look to your husband. Hallelujah. merciful God. He's a merciful God. His compassion kicked in. He said, but I ain't going to leave you here. He said, I'm going to send a seed. I'm going to send a seed down through the years, through the generations. He said, it's coming. And they looked for him, and they looked for him. And now let's talk about why God's, how is this God's compassion? Compassion is relative to mercy. And it's relative to it because mercy, we do nothing. We can't do anything to have our pain mercy.
Come on.
But when compassion is when you look at something and then you feel sorry for it. You feel pity. So it's God's leniency. He had leniency upon Adam and upon Eve, upon all mankind. And it said, leniency, how do when you say you had a compassion on somebody, you have compassion for their state, the state that they are in. And in this sense, that's when mercy comes into play with compassion. And it is God's act. And what you would say of forgiveness. Hallelujah. By means of the atonement. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. And you want a more general sense, that it is compassion that causes one to move into action and to help.
Ooh.
Whether weak, sick, or poor. Hallelujah. Is that determinator of God's treatment of us. Ooh. Hallelujah. 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 It's shown most clearly and fully in the giving of God's beloved Son to die in our stead. And our Lord's mercy, that's when mercy came in. We didn't do nothing to earn that. The Lord's mercy, hallelujah, enabled him to make the willing an awful sacrifice for us and in our stead. Oh, I tell you, he is a great and faithful God. Hallelujah. And you know another component of that faithfulness is his loving kindness.
Oh,
his loving kindness. Now you can find that word. You can find it in the word of God. It's about 30 times it's written. Paul used it in Hebrews. He said it's a theological word that has a broad range. It means it covers a whole lot of things.
Woo!
Meaning it signifies an attitude. This is our attitude of God. His loving kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that covers a whole lot. And it's born out of what? How do I get loving kindness? It's born out of a mutual, hallelujah, relationship. Because of that atonement.
Hallelujah.
Because of God sending his only begotten son to die and take up that debt that we couldn't pay. Hallelujah. It could brought us back into mutual relationship with God. And hallelujah, this love and kindness, that's a helpful action. It corresponds to a relationship of trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you realize that his faithfulness has never failed and how great it is over the years and down through the decades, walking through generations, hallelujah, to keep a promise, hallelujah, that he made to men in their fallen state, hallelujah. He said over in, it's recorded in the Lamentations, he said, when I recall to mind, he said, therefore have I hope. because it is of the Lord's mercies. Hallelujah. He brings in that word mercies. Hallelujah. He said it was mercy. Nothing that I did to deserve it. Nothing that I could do to purchase it. Nothing that I could do to work for it. He said that it's just because he found favor. Hallelujah. Looked upon me with favor. He said, we're not consumed. He put it as a general thing. He said, not I'm not consumed. He said, we, hallelujah, we all are not consumed. He said, because what kicked in? His compassion, his leniency.
Come on.
Hallelujah. His compassion looked upon us, hallelujah, with love and kindness, hallelujah. And it was exercised by his sovereignty, hallelujah. It protected his dominion, hallelujah.
It gives people
security in their mutual dealings with God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive that kindness of that help from the superior God, hallelujah, the God that stands all by himself, the God that says when I looked and I needed somebody to swear by, he said there was nobody worthy to swear by, hallelujah, that they would be with you, hallelujah, that I would protect you, hallelujah, that even in your affliction, in your trouble, hallelujah, in your adversity, in your oppression, in your opposition, hallelujah. Trust me when I tell you, recall to mind the many times that I brought you through. Recall to mind when you laid down and was on your deathbed and I raised you up. Recall to mind when you didn't know which way you were going to go and I opened the door for you. Recall to mind when there was no food on your table. Hallelujah. You didn't know how you were going to make it. Recall to mind when you were captive in the world of sin, whether it was dope, whether it was cigarettes, whether it was lying, whether it was men, whatever it was, women, hallelujah, recall to mind that I'll reach down. You were not too far, hallelujah. You were not so far in your muck, in your mire, hallelujah. You were not so dirty that I could not reach down and get you. My arm was not too short that I couldn't save you. I could reach you no matter where you were. You could be in the dope den. You could be in the gambling house. Hallelujah. You can be, hallelujah, in the club. It didn't matter where you were. My arm was not too short that I couldn't reach down and get you and bring you up with love and kindness, mercy and compassion. Hallelujah. Dust off the filth of the world. Dust off the mindset of corruption and continual sin. Dust off, hallelujah, and relieve, hallelujah, every fetter that had you bound. Reach in, hallelujah. Open the recesses of your chest, hallelujah. Take that old dirty heart and clean it up. Make it white as snow. Take that mind that was corrupt and filthy and heal that mind, hallelujah, and cause you to think right again, hallelujah. While you were chasing every little piece of white thing that was laying on the ground and you were looking, what is that? Is that one? Is that one? Hallelujah. Is that a man over there? Hallelujah. Is it a woman over there? Is that a rock over there? I need a cigarette. Where's my drink? I need a drink. Whatever the boundary was, whatever had you bound, this man that beats me has me in here and I can't seem to get away from him because I love him too much. I was able to break every bond and every fetter, hallelujah, through my love and kindness and bring you out, hallelujah. Why? Because my greatest, my faithfulness, hallelujah. I have an obligation to keep my word. I have to be loyal in what I say, my love, hallelujah, and my grace, hallelujah. If you want to talk about who God is, I guess you can. You want to describe his faithfulness? I guess you can just say it's just loyalty of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A love with loyalty. Hallelujah. He's just that faithful. You can't deny him. He said, I will. Hallelujah. When he says will, that means everything.
to move into place to keep with God's will going. Whatever he said, he created it all. He created, it was created by him. It was created for him. So when he says, I will, everything start moving. Hallelujah. Angels move. Everything has to move into place. Hallelujah. To bring to pass what God says. Hallelujah. And he said, I will. I will. I'm faithful with this. Trust that.
Come on.
Trust me with this. I will never, never leave you or forsake you. That's found in Hebrews 6, 13 and 5. I will never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. And if you go on and read, it says you just trust him. That's why the word of God tells you, say, don't you cast away your confidence. Don't you cast it away, because he's faithful. The Bible says not only is he faithful, but he's just. Hallelujah. He's going to perform. Listen, these people were in a terrible state, and God knew they were in their affliction. But here he brings, when I looked and studied this, it said chapter 1, 2, 4, and 5 all have 22 verses. But that third chapter, of which Evangelist got her thought from, it does not have that. That chapter begins with the Hebrew alphabet, we would say, which would be A and B. And A was that God, hallelujah, even in their affliction, that he was giving them hope in the midst of their affliction. B, he said, listen here. If you go on down to around the, fifth verse, it says, I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou, he didn't say you're going to. He said, you heard my voice. He said, hide not your ear from my breathing at my cry. You drew near to me in the day that I called upon you.
Hallelujah.
And guess what God did? Like I say, he don't leave you nowhere without a hope. He said, you told him, fear not, O Lord. And it says, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Listen, God is going to see. He knows we're going to pay little prices for things that we disobey and do. But God, because of his relationship and his compassion that he looks upon us with, and he's faithful, his word cannot fail. He cannot fail. He said, there's no failure in me. You can't find there's no failure in God. He is the hope. Hallelujah. He's our only hope. And who is that that picked it up and said, if that was the only hope I had, I'd be a man most miserable. But our hope, it lies beyond this world, beyond our situations, beyond our afflictions, beyond our trouble, beyond our habits. Hallelujah. And guess what? Hallelujah lies even beyond the grave. Hallelujah. God, if you go on to read, it says that God, even when he said, I'm not going to always be angry with you, he said, listen, and in this book, he tells them in the fourth chapter, if you read where God's anger is satisfied. And we know, looking back, hallelujah, how he said it's a schoolmaster for us. Seeing that God was angry. We've seen that they were captive for over 70 years. But how God came back in. Hallelujah. Not only had mercy upon the people, but he helped them to rebuild their city. They went on again and had it messed up, and you know what's gone down. But we know today, as of 2013, and this is October 1st, Jerusalem is standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God has given us hope. Hallelujah. That if we look at this lesson, great is thy faithfulness, his mercies and his compassions that he shows towards us. I hope I have given you something today. I know I, when I studied it, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory, hallelujah. How that the Spirit of God rose up within me. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, help me, forgive me, and help me to get up and get about your business. If I had a word I was to give anyone over these airways, I say run. Run, hallelujah. Get up and run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't lose faith in these lessons. Don't look with your eyes, hallelujah, what you see, hallelujah. Look with hope, hallelujah. Look in that for that expected end that God said he has for us. He said that expected end, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to see his face in peace, hallelujah. I want to know what joy and gladness, fullness of joy is. I want to be, hallelujah, with him one day. I want to stand before him in peace, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. What are you talking about? I don't want no more of this. I don't want no more pain. I don't want no more sorrow. Hallelujah. Oh, the tears, no more tears. Hallelujah. I want to see the home that he's gone to prepare for us. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I want to be received unto him one day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, my soul doth rejoice today. I say, God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for giving me this opportunity. God bless you all. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for reading for me. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have nothing else I could add to it. But everyone on this line, we got about 10, 11 people on the line right now. And I just want to encourage you today, after hearing those words, hallelujah, to recommit your life to God. Hallelujah, reposition yourself. Hallelujah, reprioritize some things in your life. Evangelist Joshua done taught this lesson today, talking about a sovereign God, the God of hope, a God of compassion, a God of love, a God of mercy. That opening scripture says, it's because of God's mercy that we're not consumed. Oh, thank you, woman of God. Great is thy faithfulness. If we can just be as faithful to God as he's been to us, hallelujah, we wouldn't have no problems. We wouldn't have no situations. We wouldn't question his word, because this word is real. And it's going to testify against us. Glory! Glory, this woman and taught this lesson today. Great is thy faithfulness. All I could do is throw up my hands and say, Lord, help me. I want to be more faithful. Hallelujah. I want to be as faithful to you as you've been to me. Oh, God, what can I give you? Ooh, Lord, how can I show you how thankful I am? How can I let you know that I appreciate you, God? Oh, God, he picked us up out the muck in the mire. Hallelujah. We won't even give him no praise. We won't even show God any love. Ooh, glory to God. As Evangelist Joshua was teaching in that same book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 14, the Lord is saying, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. Ah, and hearing them out systems, waters, reserves, broken systems, it says, that can hold no water. So what are we doing, people of God? We're chasing after all of these things. We got it backwards. God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. If we are faithful to God, the things are going to be added unto us. But it won't happen like a microwave. You just don't pop in your request and then God honors it. No. God is going to judge the intents of your heart. Why should I answer this request today when you haven't even opened up your Bible in months? You haven't even prayed to me in months. You haven't even pushed back your plate in months. Now you have an urgent request, and you think I'm going to act like the microwave? He said, not so. I'm not going to honor that request. Hallelujah. Until you turn back to me, until you come back to your first love. We put God on a shelf somewhere, like he's one of these little trinkets. You know, some of these things we buy. What you call these things? Y'all know these things y'all have in your homes. I ain't knocking them, but we put them on the shelf to beautify our home, where people can come and say, oh, this is beautiful. Well, that's the same way we're doing with God. We put him on a shelf. And we say, I won't call on you until I get in trouble. I won't call on you until I can't pay my bills. I won't call on you until my children have just been, caused me to lose some sleep and have some restless nights. Then I'm going to call on you. Well, what kind of God is that? Hallelujah. Who wants somebody to serve them when they feel like serving them? God wants us to be faithful to him as well as he has been faithful to us. Quit running and chasing behind these things and let God be God. Hallelujah. If God be God, serve him. But if you won't serve all of these idols, then serve them. But you can't be in and out of this thing, Sister Evangelist Joshua. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
He has taught this lesson today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
None
Jesus.
None of us are perfect. But
That's
we're
right.
striving for perfection.
Yes, we
Matthew
are.
Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are going
mm-hmm.
through something.
That's
the
right.
The government is shut down.
Mm.
But God's altar is already open. God's
yes.
ears is open to our cry.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Joshua said, his arm is not too short where he can reach down and pull you out. Hallelujah.
That's right.
But what are we waiting on? The government to shut down?
Mm-mm.
To call on Jesus? I need thee every hour. I don't need you just when things are going well. Hallelujah.
But every hour.
I don't need you just when things are going bad. We need the Lord every minute, every day.
Yes.
And if we would put God first and step back and get out of our flesh,
Hallelujah.
We would try to impress one another and
yes.
cry out to God and say, Lord,
yes.
I need thee every
yes.
hour. We're
yes.
talking about great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're remembering a general. Hallelujah, that the Lord took home on Sunday, preaching the gospel. He was in his last hours, Evangelist Joshua. This man was doing what he was ordained to do.
Yes.
Jeremiah, the Bible said, the Lord told Jeremiah, I ordained you and I sanctified you when you was in your mother's womb.
Oh, glory,
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Bishop walk of the Lord, preaching the gospel. He collapsed, hallelujah, and went on, hallelujah, to be with God. Oh, what a wonderful testimony. He left a great legacy. What will be your legacy, Evangelist Joshua?
Yes.
Sister Rubers. Let a Democrat, I'm going to call all y'all names on who's on the line today. Sister Kim, Pastor McCullough, hiya, Sister T. Hey, who else is on this call? Evangelist Doris. What's going to be your lasting legacy?
My God.
What's the most evangelist coming? Hallelujah, out in Los Angeles. We better wake up. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Everybody's not going to see death. I'm going to be here and remain when the cross is found. The dead in Christ going to rise first.
Man,
and those that are left, now the Bible say that. So that means somebody going to be left in the earth.
Yes.
Isn't that scripture, Evangelist Joshua?
Yes, it is.
And the dead in Christ going to rise first. And those that are left, those that are remaining left, they're going to be caught up to meet Jesus in the air.
That's the word. That's the word.
This word today. Let me open up the lines. I don't have nothing else to say, but I'm examining myself. All
Thank
of these things,
Jesus.
I tell self all my grandchildren, hey, you can put me in a box court. Hallelujah, as long as I can breathe, and long as I can open up my mouth and tell the Lord how much I love him. Oh, baby, all those things that I chased after when I was in my teens and when I was a young woman, those things don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, all that matters to me now is have I made my peace calling in election? So have I got it right with the Lord?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby, I want to see Jesus, people of God.
Yes.
Angela John said she want to see Jesus. She
yes, I do. In peace.
For her. We won't see it if we keep on denying Christ. If we keep on getting ourselves caught up. Hallelujah. We were so heartbroken when we heard that this pastor was killed in the church while he was preaching. Now I show you these is two different scenarios here. Bishop Bell went because the Lord called him on. But they said a pastor went because guess what? He was having an affair with the man's wife. And they're validating it in the news today. Not only was he sleeping with the deacon's wife, but he also was sleeping with his daughter also. So the man, people say, oh, that's terrible. Went up there and killed that man. Well, you don't know what you would do if something. If you find out the one that's supposed to be watching for your soul, sleeping with your husband and sleeping with your wife and your daughter, the devil is alive. And this man died like a fool. But guess what? We reap what we sow.
Mm-hmm.
We
consequence.
Reap what we sow. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
This was in Lake Charles. And I'm not gossiping. This is a... See, you don't gossip when something becomes public. It's for everybody to see. And that's why the Lord told David, yeah, glory to God, that because of his sin, it was going to come back on him. Hallelujah. And didn't one of David's sons slept with one of his concubines?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And did it on the rooftop where everybody was able to see it. God will expose you if you don't live holy.
That's right.
And those that do live holy, and you're professing to be holy, but guess what? God said, I already know you. He said, I know them that are mine. And see, we can hide from one another, Evangelist Joshua, but ain't no hiding from God. Let me open up the lines, because Evangelist Joshua, you done got me going today. Glory to God. What a wonderful word. That was a word, Evangelist. Thank you, Evangelist Joshua. I thank you for having the time to come We love evangelists and love to hear her teach. And she teach with such passion. She's going to give you some meat. She's going to give you something to chew on. She's going to give you something to keep you. Hallelujah. For some weeks and some months. It'll keep you for some years if you really love God. If you hide this word in your heart,
encourage
I tell you what, when the tempter comes, God will make a way. I have Mr. Pratt on the line. I see I already have his line open. God bless you, man of God. Can you hear me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We church you over here too right about now. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The woman of God said, recall. Amen. Amen. I was just thinking, praise God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Amen to God. I thank God, praise God, for that word. Amen to God. Recall, like, when you're going through something, amen to God, just remember what he did for you, like, last year or the week before that or the month before that. She said, every time she kept saying recall, I got happy. Amen to God. I was just over here giving God a wave offering because I was thinking about some stuff that he brought me through and whatnot and whatnot. The government shut down and we going through all this. But, amen, when I think about all the stuff that he got me through, amen to God, in 2007 and 8 and 9 and 10 and all that, amen. So recall, amen to God, just that word and whatnot, God. So I thank and praise God for that message. Amen.
Yeah.
Recall.
Yes.
Amen. So when the devil try to put some mess on us, I'm just going to recall some things. Amen. So God bless you, woman of God. I feel happy right about now. Hallelujah. And Lord bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
I enjoyed the speaker today tremendously. And I just enjoyed everyone that came on and the Word of God. And Bishop Bell, I remember him, tall, loving God's Word, standing strong. I remember him so I could just look at him and see his face working in the ministry. God, thank God for bishops that made a stand. We thank God for you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And all those that are listening today, all the evangelists and the bishops and all those that are hearing today, we just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Sister Ruby, and that wonderful prayer and how God is able to deliver. We just bless the Lord here. The enemy is busy, but God is a deliverer. God is a deliverer.
Amen.
And we want to just bless the Lord for his deliverance.
Yes, he is.
He's a deliverer.
Yes,
and,
he is.
And we just bless the Lord for all of you and the radio broadcast and all those that are listening. But for this great man of God, it's a wonderful thing that you would dedicate this service to him today. And I remember him over the almost 40 years, I can remember him. Bishop Bell, God bless you, my
amen. We have said that the services are going to be on this coming Saturday, the home going. So we'll have some information throughout the week, but the Lord just touched me and shocked us, really. You know, he was 90 years old, but nevertheless, when somebody has been an integral part of your life, you know, and they have touched you. You know, you always stunned when you hear about them dying and passing on, and he hadn't been sick or anything. This man was crazy. How 90 years old, what a life. But we want to, before I go to the other callers, we want you to know that tomorrow Dr. Winston Singleton will be with us, and on Thursday we'll have Bishop Jesse Grant. And Friday is yet open. We're trying to get confirmation. But we just wanted to pay homage to Bishop Dr. D. Rayford Bell. Amen. And we want you all to continue to pray for that family. So let me go to our other callers on the line. I see, I think this is Sister Kim. Let me open up her line. I believe this is Sister Kim. God bless you, Sister Kim. 985. The last four of your numbers, 7445. Sometimes I know Sister Kim is at work and she's not able to say anything. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to go to, I see Evangelist Doris on the line, and then I think I see Pastor McCullough. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. Thank you so much, Mama Joshua, for the teaching. It's just powerful as usual.
Praise the Lord. Good to hear you.
I love you. I love you so much. Thank you very much for the word. Thank you. Yes. Great is his faithfulness. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. We're going to
just Pastor McCullough. Let's talk. Pastor McCullough. Soy sauce, barbecue sauce, soup mixes, garlic salt, onion salt, obviously, things like that. Okay? There are alternatives on this side of the column. I'm going to start this column.
So this is a good college. Okay, who am I speaking with?
You can flavor your food with different things.
Okay. I can hear you.
Vinegar, sugar.
Oh, well, you don't want to do too much sugar, though.
Vinegar,
lemon.
Okay,
juice.
I'm hearing some double talk here. Can I get somebody to tell me who am I speaking with?
Someone. Correct. Why not?
It sounds like somebody ordering their food.
Okay, let me just hit them off in. Sister Kim?
Yes.
Okay, let me close these lines out. I see a caller that I'm not
familiar with. Would you want Ms. Mellon? She's not from the history of diabetes.
Strawberry, no.
Okay,
strawberry.
Wait a minute. I got a whole lot of stuff going on here. Wait a minute, y'all.
What you
going to
do? What you
want? Be patient with me. Amen.
The printer.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. So it can't let all the.
I have a new caller, a phone number that I'm not familiar with,
right.
And that's the three code.
The table there. All right. Oh, he's smart. He's smart.
The last four of the number is 4328.
Maybe he can go into the bottom. You think he can go into the bottom of the table? You think he can go into the bottom of that table?
Who am I speaking with?
Is that Dawn?
No, that's not Dawn. Is that? That may be her. Dawn?
Yes.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. You have so many numbers. You
told
me off.
Well, I was at.
How
I'm
you
at
doing?
Work. I'm on my tablet. I'm all right, but God is good. Jarvis is in the mental hospital, so y'all keep praying for him and all.
He's in a mental hospital.
Yeah, so that's all right.
What happened?
He's in there. But that's okay. He's getting help, and that's all he needs.
Yeah,
and thank God. So you all right.
Okay, well, we're going to have Evangelist Joshua to pray for Jarvis before we get off this line. Amen. It was on me to call you yesterday, but I didn't get to it, so. I'll talk with you after the broadcast.
I haven't been on the line too much because of Miss Miller was in the hospital, so
I've been out.
Okay.
Well,
we're
gonna
be
praying for Miss Miller, your patient, and we're also gonna be praying for your son. And I know we haven't seen you in a couple of days, so we're gonna ask Evangelist Joshua to pray before we dismiss. Amen. That's gone. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, let me see. I think I have Sister King is still on the line. Let me see some of these callers. Sister King, God bless you. Okay, I'm not getting no response from Sister King, so I'm going to keep it moving. Okay. And Sister Kim. I didn't get a response from Sister Kim. Amen. So we're just so thankful for you all tuning in. We're going to ask Evangelist Joshua to have the final remarks. And, of course, we want her to pray for my sister and her son, Jarvis, and also her patient. Miss Mette is also, I think, 90 years old. And pray for the Bell family and the church family, Bishop Bell's church, Christ Temple Church, there in Chicago, Illinois, before we dismiss. And if there's any other requests, anybody else have any other prayer requests, we'd like to honor them. And also we want to hear from our co-host, Sister Ruby. So let me call
yes.
on her before you come,
yes.
Evangelist Joshua. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless y'all. Praise the Lord. I'm just so excited to be on the line. Excuse me. And the Lord open up the airways so that his precious word can come through. You know, I go back quite a few years with Evangelist Joshua. The Lord sent her down to the Bay Area to bring me back up here to Stockton. I say,
oh,
what a mighty sir. We don't know how the Lord is going to move in our lives to open up our ministry and bring back forth. I met her when she was over the church while the pastor was away, and our eyes connected in some way. I said, Lord, next thing I know, the Lord got me moving to Stockton, but he retired me so that I could move anywhere that I choose, long as I'm in his will and does his work. So we're excited to talk about the word. I've been with her quite a while, so I know that she's truly anointed and gifted to bring this word and preach and teach the gospel, and we witness together. Hallelujah. We witness out there for years together on that sidewalk. I get excited when I hear you, Evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just,
amen.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard, it's a great thing. Sister Corinthia came over here looking for you, and guess what? She heard the word, so she had to leave.
All right.
We had another listener in here looking.
She didn't call me, so I guess she was going to surprise me.
Well, she felt like you were here on Tuesday. I say, you better call her because she's here when the Lord, we got it all. The Lord got it all hooked up where she may not have to be or on the road or whatever. She pulled aside. So we just thank the Lord that she was led to come on and she heard the word of God and she was excited about Evangelist Joshua with the word. I say, we go back a long way, so I know the word is true and she lives it and preach it. We was on that sidewalk in Stockton, falling, tumbling over sometime, but we had them tracks.
Yep.
And we pulled them over to get them tracks. So I just say
yes,
praise the
did.
Lord. It's just a blessing to have you back home on this broadcast. Amen.
Yes,
back
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, we so see that you never know how God is going to bless. But you know, when you have a calling on your life and you begin to just seek heart and God plant something in your spirit, you just can't turn it loose. You know, this apartment, you can hear the noises. I had to come in the bathroom and close the door because I said, nobody going to disturb or distract this message on this. So if you all hear echo or whatever, I'm in the bathroom. I mean business. You know, God has been too good to me.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You know, sometimes we're not feeling good in our body and different situations go on, but I don't care what's going on. I don't make no excuses. When it's time to show up for the Lord's work, I got to do it. I got to do it.
Yes,
I got to be like Bishop Bell. Take me out, Lord, doing something I love.
Yes,
and that is working for the kingdom of God. So
amen.
We thank you all to join us tomorrow, Dr. Singleton, and then on Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant. He's out of Chicago, so we're just paying homage to a wonderful man that has served God for over 60-some-odd years of his life. Amen. And we thank God for him, and we're just going to continue to pray. So I'm going to give it back to Evangelist Joshua and let her have her final remarks and pray for those we ask, and then we're going to close on out. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard and all those that liberal Democrat?
Democrat.
All right. And Sister Ruby, thank you for reading for me. Sister Corinne, I'm so glad to hear that you're doing fine and you got
you know, I'm just glad to be able to do God's work, because so many times we go to serve, you know, and serve people, and sometimes people will hold you down. But I'll tell you, Sister, I talked to Sister Bernard and Sister Rubes, you always would call and try to encourage me. You know, sometimes God, he had to put a fire up under you. Hallelujah, Slater. For you to do what he wants you, not what people want, but what he wants you to do. And so I said, that's why I'm telling everybody. I said, you better run. Hallelujah. So, honey, we running for our life. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I'm running because, you know, we don't know. I thought about it every day. Thank God for his compassion and his renewed mercies. Hallelujah. Every morning, because you know what? Our breath can leave us. During the night, it can, I don't know where he's at, where that enemy is. Hallelujah. God, they have recorded as the last enemy. Hallelujah. And that enemy, he's an enemy of God, and he's an enemy to us. So I just thank the Lord for the opportunity. At this time, we're going to pray so that everyone can go about their daily business and God can continue to bless. I thank you for all your wonderful words, but it's not me. Hallelujah. It's the Christ, hallelujah, that lives within us. That's the supreme being. That is the one. He's the enabler. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for him, I could do nothing of myself. So I don't even I'm telling you, it's him. They tell you, I can't do nothing. Can't do, I want to tell Sister Ruby. Can't do nothing if it's not him. He's the one that has to send the word. He's the one that has to anoint it. He's the power. His word is the power unto salvation. Hallelujah. It's not nothing of ourselves. We can do nothing. We're nothing. Hallelujah. We're like grass. Here today and gone tomorrow. Hallelujah. Withered away, but it is God's power. Hallelujah. That enables us. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I tell you, I get excited. I get excited. So, hey, glory. Hallelujah. And when I think of his goodness, the elder said, the brother said that, he said, when I think of his goodness, hallelujah. He said, it's personal. It's personal. It's personal. He said, you don't know what he did for me. You don't know when I recall what he did for me. Hallelujah. It's a personal thing. Hallelujah. It's personal what he did for me. You wasn't there. You can't tell it like I can. Hallelujah. It don't mean the same to you as it means to me. Hallelujah. When I tell you what he's done for me. So we just thank the Lord for you all. And we're going to pray. And you continue to, God's will be done in my life. And that, you know, I'll submit. It's one thing to see his will, but you got to submit to it. Hallelujah.
Right.
So just pray for me. And all disobedience is sin. Amen. Let's get that straight. It ain't no mistake. It ain't no, it is sin. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
All right, so Father God in heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking, Lord, that you remember each and every hearer on this line, Lord Jesus. You know our circumstances. You know our desires. You know our mindset. Hallelujah. You know our thoughts are far off, Lord. Oh God, we ask that you have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Most of all, Lord, above everything, above every possession, above every material want, Father, we're asking, Lord, that you look upon us and forgive us our transgressions, our iniquity, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, our sin, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, our secret faults, hallelujah, the weights that hang upon us, Lord. Oh, God, and give us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Give us a right mind, Lord Jesus. Sanctify us wholly. Hallelujah. For without holiness, no man can please you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and while you're looking upon us and those that are here, and look upon people everywhere around this world, Lord. You are our Father and our Creator, Lord. And you said all souls belong to you, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those of us that have given our lives to you, Lord, don't let us slip now. Uphold us. us with your free spirit, Lord. Uphold us in the power of your might, Lord Jesus. And those that don't know you, Lord, draw them to you, Lord. You said no man could come to you except you draw him. Oh, God, turn the heart, Lord. You said you'd turn the king's heart wherever you want it. Lord, turn the hearts towards you. Hallelujah. Heal the mind, Lord. Those that have known you and they've backed up. Hallelujah. They've been hurt, Lord. They've falsely accused, oppressed, persecuted, Lord. Whatever reason that they've been hurt and left the church. Hallelujah. Left from following you, Lord. Heal their backsliding, Lord. In the name of Jesus, restore them, Lord, hallelujah, to fellowship and relationship with you, Lord. Oh, God, look upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon this world, these leaders, Lord. Hallelujah, in high government, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, you prove to us great is your faithfulness. Our hope doesn't lie in this government, but it hope lies in you, Lord. Hallelujah, we ask that you take control, Lord, and your will be done. Hallelujah. According to your purpose, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And help us as we walk to be satisfied, knowing and keeping our hope and our trust in you, our expected end, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look upon Jarvis. Oh, in the name of Jesus. No man, hallelujah, is too run, too turned around, too confused, Lord, that you can't straighten it out, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bring your healing and deliverance, deliverance, Lord, upon this young man, Lord Jesus. Bring him out with a right mind. Bring him out with a changed heart. Bring him out with a new desire. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and a right spirit, Lord. Oh, God, and look upon that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look upon Don's client, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you blessed her with many years, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you comfort her in this hour. It's not too late, though, Lord, for her to turn towards you and give her life to you. Oh, God, you can talk to her where we can't. You can communicate where we can't, Lord. Oh, God, won't you send an angel to visit and whisper in her ear, speak to her mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The centurion said, the woman said, just speak the word, Lord. Hallelujah, and it shall be done. Lord, we trust you, Lord, and our hope lies in you. Hallelujah, and your unfailing love, Lord, your loyal love, Lord. We thank you for compassion, for mercy, for loving kindness, Lord, and we recall, hallelujah, hallelujah, let our minds stay fresh and be able to recall the good things that you have done for us. Oh, God, we just love you today. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah, and we turn the rest of this day over to you. Keep us safe from all hurt and danger. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to continue to lift up Pastor Hamilton. Hallelujah. Lord, that we will tomorrow I'll have that information. Please make a sacrifice. This man has made sacrifices to come and minister. Hallelujah. They don't know. They said it was a light stroke. If you all on Facebook, you can visit his page. He wrote that mail today. And it just penetrated, Dean, it penetrated in my spirit because he said, you know, we always responded to a lot of blah, blah. He said, but I've been sick, and I was, they said they thought I had a stroke because of some chemical imbalance. And he said, but I'm doing well, and the devil is a lie. But he said he didn't get but one inquiry. Hallelujah, and he felt bad because nobody had really reached out to him, and I know we had, hallelujah, because we had sent several messages and just could not get anything but one somebody had responded. So go on his Facebook page and encourage him, and we ask that you all that can sow a seed, no matter how big or how little, We want to sow a seed into Pastor Hamilton's life. You know, it don't take but 30 days or 60 days for us to be homeless. It don't take but 30 or 60 days for us to be out of here.
Less than that.
And so he didn't ask for anything specific, but does have a need. Amen. So we're asking those that listen every day to be so kind and to sow a seed. And I'll give you all that information tomorrow. He did have a PayPal account where you could have went online and sown, and I'll get the information and I'll have that readily available to you all on tomorrow. Make a sacrifice. These are people that have come and minister the word of God, and they minister without asking anything. Amen. We don't get on this line requesting you need a word from the Lord. We don't have no $100 line, $1,000 line. No, freely we give. Freely we receive, so freely we give. So we just wanted to make that known again to you all. Amen. So we just thank God for each and everyone. Thank God for Sister Kim. I didn't get a response, so she's maybe at work. And I still do not know that 209-958 number. I don't know if that was Pastor McCullough or somebody.
Yeah, that's me.
Is that Pastor McCullough?
Yes.
God bless you, ahead, woman of God. I don't know if you were in a conversation. I opened up your line, but I couldn't
hear
you. Yeah,
you know, we had all of the disturbances, you know, the and so I didn't say anything. I didn't want to compete.
Okay.
But anyway, I've been blessed by the word and I just thought about the. It blessed my soul for her to talk about the resume of Yahweh. Amen. And his is a long, long resume. And I thank God.
Amen.
And I tell you, I am pleased. And I have joy in knowing Yahweh's resume. Amen.
Praise
God. So I know that everybody is on this line is being blessed with everything that they stand in the need of, because I know that God is giving faithful people that breaker anointing, and I know that he's sending angels to take charge over us. And we thank God for what he is calling President Obama to do, and that there was a prophecy that in the middle of his second term that he's going to be speaking in tongues over the airwaves. So anyway, we know God is going to give the nation the victory.
All right.
Who are standing in the gap, we will have victory in our personal lives, in the life of the churches, and, you know, the collective lives of the body of believers everywhere. We know that we will have victory. So I thank God for this, her wonderful preaching and teaching and praying. And I praise God for each one of you. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. You know, it's funny you said that, because that was Bishop Bell's message when he collapsed in the pulpit and died on Sunday. His topic was a breaker's anointing. And I just heard you say that. Isn't that awesome? A breaker's anointing. And then the Lord took him on to be with him. I tell you, God knows what he's doing. He'll make it.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. He don't help. Great is thy faithfulness. So we want you to continue to keep the Bell family up in your prayers, and we will be paying homage all this week to Bishop Bell, the great apostolic father that, you know, lived the life of faithfulness unto God. So again, we thank you all for tuning in. Thank God for Evangelist Joshua. She really, God gave her a special anointing to teach us. She is a teacher, I tell you, and a preacher. So we thank God for her today. And thank God for Sister Ruby. I know she was a little distraught. She couldn't get that switchboard to operate like she needed to. But you know what? I had to call in on my phone, and the Lord allowed me to put off this switchboard. Don't tell me God won't make a way. Hallelujah. When the enemy cuts you off one way, the Lord will say, That's not going to happen today. Here is another door that's just been opened. Amen. So we bless the Lord.
Amen.
One of you all today, and I tell you, I just feel good down in my soul. You know, God is awesome. Amen, amen. So we're going to close out with this medley by yesterday. This medley just took us into another dimension. I say another dimension. So I'm trying to find it right now. Remember, I'm on this phone. But that's all right. We're going to close out with Lay It Down on Part 2.
I believe that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus. My brother and my sister, listen.
All of your problems, all of your pain, lay it down. Lay it down. All of your heartache, all guilt and shame, lay it down. Lay it down.
The Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down. Lay it down.
Promise
he would never leave, not forsake your friends indeed. Lay it down. Lay it down.
War cry. Feeling better by now, but just in case you just got into your car, let us say it again. All of your problems, all of your pain,
lay it down.
God bless you all. See you tomorrow.